This weekend, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum is celebrating its 10th anniversary in Washington, D.C. Among other exhibits in this cool and somber building, you walk past thousands of dusty gray shoes. Those shoes came from the feet of European Jews killed in German concentration camps during World War II. But we also found this museum strangely uplifting when we met Harry Mayer at the entrance to the main exhibit. Mayer is one of several thousand Holocaust survivors who came to Washington for this weekend's anniversary celebration. It may be one of the last big gatherings of people who've lived decades longer than the Nazi regime intended. Before the war, Mayer lived near Mannheim, Germany. Afterward, he moved to Chicago and became a chef. Today, his white hair matches his white sweater. And as he wanders through the crowd, he's always looking over his shoulder, searching for his American-born wife, Sylvia. He doesn't want to lose her, even for a minute.
And we're happy. You know, we wake up every morning, we see the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And what more can you ask for?
What made you decide to come to the ceremonies this weekend?
I needed to see it since I lived it.
Didn't you sign up right away as an original member?
Yeah, I signed up for the museum as an original member, but I hadn't been here yet.
You ride an elevator at the start of the Holocaust Museum's main exhibit. Inside that elevator, a television monitor shows black and white films of American soldiers discovering concentration camps at the end of the war. Crowded into a corner, Harry Mayer listens to a tape of one of those soldiers.
Sick, dying, starved people. You can't imagine it. Things like that don't happen.
Yeah, they do. And they did. Thing to be seeing it again.
We're looking at old films of the camps. These yeah. Images look familiar to you.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I got into the camp in 1940, and I got out about a year or so later.
Mayer says he was 10 years old when an American religious group visited a concentration camp in Gur in southwest France. That group of Quakers secretly smuggled children to Switzerland. Mayer says his parents were left behind, moved on to other camps, and finally killed at Auschwitz. They were among an estimated 13 million people killed in Nazi death camps, roughly half of them Jews. As Mayer walks through the Holocaust Museum, every photograph reminds him of something.
That's how we were scrubbed. We had lice. And they poured chemicals all over us, and that's how they scrubbed us.
Walking past remnants of the buildings from that time, a synagogue window, a gate, a door, some chairs.
Yep.
Yep.
Old German propaganda films show Adolf Hitler's rise to power and the crackdown on Jews in the 1930s.
That's when my father had to sell his business.
What was his business?
He was a butcher. And he had to sell the business, and we moved away. And to this day, my father's house still is a butcher shop.
Wow.
Because my wife and I were there. When were we there? 19 what?
Yeah. 1990.
September
of 1990.
1990, we were there, and it was still a butcher shop. I went into that house. We went into that house. In the town where we were born, where I was born, where my mother and my father had the store, there is absolutely no record that we ever existed. Nothing. There's nothing left. We simply didn't exist. You simply talk to people and try to explain a happening such as the Holocaust. That's very difficult to do, and it is twice as difficult for the people to understand. I mean, who can understand that a human being can be so brutal?
Was there a time when it was difficult even to talk about what happened?
Yes. I never made it an effort to you know, talk about it a hell of a lot.
The first time I really heard him talk, when he talked to Erwin and Minnie Kinski, they also fled Germany. They fled ahead of all of this. He wouldn't talk about it. And the next time I heard it was just a couple of years ago, when we had neighbors who live in Wisconsin, never saw a Jew in their life, and turned out to be some of our dearest friends. We were at the dinner table and he first started to talk about it.
When
and
was that?
Was only about 2-3 years ago.
Two or three years ago?
That's all. That's when he really started to talk about it, coming out with some of the detail.
I was also thinking about the fact that you said that you're 74 years old now.
Is that almost.
Right? Almost 74. Want to get it right.
That's right.
You've been granted more than 60 years of life that could very easily have been taken away. Odds were that it would have been taken away.
Yes.
Having survived that experience, you're here this weekend for this gathering of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty remarkable gathering of
now,
lives.
It's a very remarkable gathering of lives. But you know, it's a tough lot. It's a tough lot. We're survivors. We were survivors then. We're survivors now. I went to the doctor recently. He said, get the hell out of my office, you're fine. That's what he said, Dr. Zimmerman in Phoenix.
Accompanied by his wife Sylvia, Harry Mayer walks through a German railroad car, much like the boxcar that he says he rode to a concentration camp. Beyond it stands a black gate adorned with three words in German, a replica of the entrance to Auschwitz.
See, that's what they put up there. See what it says there? Arbeit macht frei, which means work makes free, like Kelly did.
You're looking at all these mugshots, I suppose you call them.
At the mugshots in case I should see something I recognize. I'm looking for my mother and my father. That's what I'm looking for.
Harry Mayer never finds his parents' photos on this wall. Instead, Mayer finds other survivors walking through the Holocaust Memorial Museum, gray-haired men and women who've come to Washington for the museum's 10th anniversary. Mayer also finds strangers, tourists who want to shake his hand. They came to see the story on these museum walls. When they meet Harry Mayer, they see that story brought to life.
You're a survivor.
I'm a survivor, yes. Yeah. Luckily.
I'd be honored to be in your presence.
Thank you.